Now, the monophasic salmonella is a concern for a lot of people. You know, it is the most predominant strain of salmonella present in pigs. Likewise, it's the most predominant strain in humans. You know, so we have some interest there, some crossover interest, some zoonotic interest that occurs there. Now, this organism is going to affect traditionally a thinning of the intestines, and we're going to get a diarrhea, hypersecretory diarrhea that's pretty bad, and we're going to have lack of absorption of the nutrients as well. So a lot of times these pigs don't feel very well. A lot of times these pigs lose a lot of weight, and of course they can have loose stools that go along with that. Now, as you can imagine, if we've got Lawsonia having an effect and a salmonella comes in on top of it, we have an altered defense primarily with the Lawsonia of the intestine, and then the salmonella just comes right in and it's almost got free reign. And so it really makes things quite a bit worse. Now, we're concerned about these things, you know, just from the standpoint, especially of salmonella, because it has the potential to have a food safety concern to us. The FSIS, Food Safety Inspection Service of the USDA, has announced that they're considering changing the salmonella monitoring process in the plant. Now, we know that we can affect the salmonella prevalence by what we do on the farm. And so there's a benefit there, not only to the performance of the pig, the economics of the pig, but we also have an effect on creating a safer, more wholesome product for the consumer.